Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Ravens tight end, now analyst, Dennis Pitta with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dennis, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. My partner here, by the way, is calling the BYU football game this weekend.
Yeah. Noticed that you're a
right?
Former BYU player. Yeah, absolutely. At Toledo this weekend. Yep.
Yeah, BYU Toledo. That's right. BYU had a tough one last week, that's for sure. But
yeah, the Huskies are pretty darn good. So they get had a little buzzsaw with those guys. But this weekend will be a good game. Toledo's a good team, too. So we'll see.
Yeah, it should be. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, we're really looking forward to this game between the Browns and Ravens this weekend. You know, the Ravens have gotten off to a great start. The Browns, with a lot of expectations, have gotten off to a sluggish start. But it could all kind of get on track if they pull this upset over the Ravens this week. First of all, what is with tight ends in Baltimore? I feel like they're always drafting tight ends, yourself included. Everybody's good there. Everybody has, you know, some success. I feel like they have 18 tight ends on the roster. It seems like you guys draft one high almost all the time. Why is it that there's been a lot of draft picks at the position and many have been so successful?
Well, I think first you can look at now the former GM, Ozzie Newsome. I mean, he's one of the greats in the NFL at the tight end position, and he knows the importance of that position. He's always made that a priority of drafting tight ends. When I was drafted, we drafted two tight ends. Myself and Ed Dixon, Ed in the third round, myself in the fourth round, and then with the group they have now, they drafted two tight ends in the same draft 2 years ago with Hayden Hurst in the first round and Mark Andrews in the third round. And so Ozzie has always been aware of how important and critical the tight end position is, and he always wants to make sure you have a good tight end in Baltimore. And so I think that's why you've seen over the years the draft kind of shape up for the Ravens the way it has at that position. But listen, they got a deep group of tight ends in Baltimore right now. Obviously, the leader in the clubhouse is Mark Andrews, and the production he's had over the last handful of weeks has been tremendous, and he's the one who's kind of stood out above Hayden Hurst, the first-rounder, and Nick Boyle, the guy who just got paid this offseason. He's been the one that they've really relied on and has developed that rapport and trust level with Lamar, and so that's always critical, the tight end position. How can you develop that chemistry with your quarterback, and I was, you know, fortunate enough to have good chemistry with Flacco back in the day, and it seems like Mark Andrews is that guy that's really building strong chemistry with Lamar Jackson.
Dennis, obviously Lamar Jackson, you mentioned there, is the story in Baltimore. This guy, obviously last year was pretty good, takes them to the playoffs, starts like the last seven or eight games of that season, and then he's off to a red-hot start this year. My question, I guess, with Lamar is, you know, is this sustainable, this offense, the way that it has been designed? And obviously with him running as much as he has, do you think that they can continue to have success, and can he stay healthy?
Well, I think that's what we've all been questioning, is the sustainability of this offense and of Lamar Jackson at the helm. And we question it not because of his physical abilities. We question it because of his ability to stay healthy running this type of an offense. And I think when Lamar's healthy and in there, they can do a lot of things. And it's a nightmare to have to guard against his ability to run and get around the edge. The game with their running backs and all the misdirection and plays they have there as with Lamar as a threat to run at the same time, but also his ability to stand back in the pocket. And that's really where he's grown from last year to this year. Last year, there was still a lot of question marks about his development as a passer. Could he stand back there and throw the ball out of the pocket, be accurate down the field, accurate underneath and in the middle of the field? But he's answered those questions, albeit a small sample size this season so far. But he stood in there and made some terrific throws in important situations for that offense. And so he's really taken a step forward as a thrower. And getting that kind of production out of the pocket from him and couple that with his ability to run the ball, it is tough to stop. I will say that. But again, you talk about sustainability, and can he stay healthy? Can he run the ball as much as he wants to run and is used to run and take those hits and last for 16 games? Because he only played seven or eight games last year and obviously only three games so far this year. So we'll see throughout the course of a season whether he can withstand that kind of a beating and be durable enough to finish the season as a quarterback.
We're talking with former Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta, now analyst. Dennis, you know, we were talking about Harbaugh before and the incredible job that he's done. To take it, like, could there be more of a difference between Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson in terms of their style of play, and to transform this offense as he's done? And then even last week when he's doing all these crazy things with the two-point conversions, I'm a two-point conversion guy. I love going for it on fourth down. I love listening to what the football nerds say in analytics and what the numbers point to is the most successful way to go. Some of those things look a little crazy, but I love that he's not afraid with the whole offense and all of this. What do you make? He was your coach. What do you make of how he's transitioned this franchise in a way?
Yeah, and it was interesting to see how aggressive he came out last week against the Chiefs. And he made a statement early on in that game, going for it on their first or second drive of the game on fourth down, right at midfield, and made a statement to the team and the players that, hey, we're coming in here to win this game. I know Kansas City is this highly powered, explosive offense, but we're coming here to win. And, you know, that sends a message to the players. And that's really been I don't know that he's always been like that, being that hyper-aggressive in certain situations, but he's certainly that way this year. It's fun to see. As a fan, you want to see teams take chances. And listen, every decision he made last game with two-point conversions and going for it on fourth down and all those kind of things, those are all supported by the analytics. And he said in a press conference the day after that, you know, the analytics guys want him to go for two basically every time because the numbers support that. But he uses more of a judgment feel than strictly sticking with the numbers, which I think there's a happy medium there to be had to find, you know, how much you're going to actually go for it, be aggressive, and how much you're going to rely on how the game's going in your own emotional state. And so I like it as, you know, a spectator fan watching that. You love to see a coach be aggressive, and, you know, you can tell he's got a lot of confidence in this new offense and the things that they've built. And when Lamar Jackson's your quarterback and you only need 2 yards to get two extra points, or you only need a yard or two on fourth down, I mean, you feel pretty good about those situations, and Harbaugh certainly showed that through this the first few weeks.
We're joined by Dennis Pitta, former Ravens tight end, now Ravens analyst. Dennis, the Ravens are always known for having a stout defense. How has the defense evolved with the loss of some of your guys, most notably Weddle this offseason, one of the key departures? But you guys have brought in Earl Thomas defensively, heck of a veteran back there. How's the defense shaken up so far?
Well, I think where most of the question marks lie with this team right now is on the defensive side of the ball. And it was such a strength for the Ravens last year. They really relied on that defense and grinded out games running the football. And that was their formula. And they played so well defensively that, you know, that's what we've kind of always become accustomed to here in Baltimore. But this year, there are questions because they've got gashed a little bit in the pass game. They've had missed assignments, mistakes at the back end. And you saw that 2 weeks ago against the Cardinals, guys getting wide open, running late in that game. And then obviously against Kansas City, that Kansas City will expose you quickly with the offense that they run and the guys that they have. But there was some coverage mistakes, and there were some issues on that defensive side of the ball that they're going to have to get corrected. I think there are things that can be corrected, but certainly they have to play better if they want to position themselves for a deep run this year.
Dennis, we heard from some of the Ravens players yesterday that they admitted they were kind of a little annoyed by all the hype the Browns got in the offseason. And if I were the Ravens, if I were the Steelers, I would have been kind of annoyed. But like, what the hell is this? You know, even though the Browns are a really talented team, and this is the most talented Browns team that we've seen in decades, but they haven't proven anything. As a former player and a former Raven who spent a lot of time beating the Browns, What did you think of all the hype, and what do you think of the Browns?
Yeah, I think you always have to be weary of preseason hype. Now, you look at their roster, and on paper, the roster is incredibly talented. But we've seen this with other teams before. I mean, you see this in the NBA all the time. You get a bunch of stars that come together on a team, and it takes time. It takes time for all those different personalities, all those different egos, and guys to come together and figure out how they can win. I think the Browns, as an organization, are still trying to figure out how to win and how to finish games. And that's not something that you just all of a sudden figure out overnight. And so there were guys in that locker room that were part of that, 0-16 team. There were guys that haven't won many games over the last handful of years. And so those kind of things, just from an organizational standpoint, take time to turn over. And as exciting as I think you can be about the Browns, you have to be patient with them at the same time, because they're building something, but it's just not, can't be built overnight. And I think you have to let all these different parts and pieces kind of come together and figure out how to play with each other, how to win games, how to close out games, and ultimately have that confidence that we're not the Browns of the last couple of years. We're a different team, and we can win these games.
Dennis, how do you see this game shaking out?
Well, it's a good question. I think the Browns come into this game, and with simply getting a win, they then lead the AFC North. And you have to feel good about that if you're a Browns fan. And certainly as a Ravens fan, you come off that loss to Kansas City, you still feel good about the team and how they played at Kansas City, understanding how dynamic Kansas City is. And everyone in Baltimore is excited about this team and what they can do. And so, both teams are going to come in with, I think, confidence. Both teams, listen, every time I've played the Browns, it's been a tough game. Rarely has it been a blowout. I can remember the last time I played in this game. We played at the Browns, and we were down, I think, 20 points in the first half, something like that. And that defense, for whatever reason, always plays us tough. We ended up coming back at the very end and winning that game. But these are always tough, hard-fought AFC North divisional games, no matter how good the teams are. And I think you can expect that on Sunday. This is going to be a hard-fought game that's going to probably go down to the end. And, the Ravens are not taking this team lightly by any means. And you mentioned that Ravens players have mentioned they were a little bit annoyed by all the hype. Well, you know, they understand why that hype is there and all the talent that the Browns have. And so they're going to have to do a lot Sunday to combat that.
Should be a lot of fun. Dennis, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Looking forward to the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.